everybody.
Welcome to episode one of Dorkside Podcast.
That's right. I'm guessing this is going to take place in about a roughly 5 minute episode.
Yes.
But probably more because there's babies involved in this. So
this is the first episode. We've been talking about this for a while, about wanting to do this.
At least a year, I'm going to say.
More than a year. This is our podcast about dork related things. Not music, just nerdy shit. I'm JB.
I'm Berto.
We're the only two nerds in fucking Darkside.
True.
So let's. This episode is going to be dedicated to Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
I think it's appropriate that this is our debut episode.
I'm going to preface this. This is fully spoiler alert podcast. If you have not seen the movie and you don't want to hear spoilers, don't fucking listen from here on out.
Because we're going to talk about people who die.
We're going to talk about all kinds of shit. We're
going to
talk about
the time R2-D2 just melted in the middle of the movie. It was terrible.
We're going to talk about that orgy that C-3PO was in, where he took that giant double-headed dildo.
The red arm. There's a reason he's got that red arm.
It wasn't red when we started off, but when he was done with that orgy, it was fucking red. That's disturbing.
If any of you believe that, I'm sorry.
So, let's talk about episode 7.
Yeah.
Birdo saw it 3 times.
Truth.
I saw it once. I might see it again tomorrow.
I might be seeing it next weekend.
Okay. Your friends in Australia saw it a day before you.
He claims he saw it 3 times before it opened in the U.S.
Mm.
So I'm guessing over like 2 days, he must have seen it like 3 times.
3 times in 2 days. Would you see it twice in one day?
I'm surprised you didn't go back to back.
That's what I mean.
I don't know that I would. Maybe.
I'm not that committed.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'm that committed either.
Didn't you go to Lord of the Rings that many times? Like back-to-back or something?
I saw Return of the King like 5 times, but not back-to-back.
See, yeah.
I saw Dark Knight 3. I saw Dark Knight Rises once, and I cried for the rest of eternity. And then I saw the trailer for Batman vs. Superman, and I cried a little bit inside.
And I never saw Dark Knight Rises.
Is it because you were so sad because the second Batman was better than the third one?
In regards to the Nolan trilogy, yes, that was why I cried there.
The Nolan trilogy.
I saw it Thursday night at 11:30.
I saw it Thursday night at 10:30.
Ooh, mm-hmm. You beat me by an hour.
I did, and I feel like a lot of people, the reaction to this movie, there was, you know, everyone was lining up. There were pre-sales, sold out and stuff like that, pretty much around the world, to my understanding.
Dude, that's what blew me away about this whole thing, was that there was this whole thing about how they sold all these pre-sale tickets and they made $1 billion.
I read the statistic yesterday. Prior to Force Awakens, the pre-sale record was $24 million.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the movie was. $100 million opening weekend and like pre-sales.
Holy shit.
For The Force Awakens.
Holy shit. Well, and the irony of that whole thing is that I had assumed, based on the media hype, that there was just no tickets available for anything. It was just like, everything was sold out. Don't bother trying to see it until like a week later, because it's just not fucking going to happen.
And I bought into the media hype, and I'm like, oh my God, no, I got to get on Fandango right now.
And I did not. And what happened to me is you had tickets already. You got your pre-sale tickets.
You were an hour behind.
And I was at work, and I was just there, and Jenny shoots me a text, and she goes, hey, you want to see Dark? You want to see Dark Side? She goes, hey, you want to go see Star Wars? Because there's open tickets, and we could totally go. I was like, sure, great, cool. And I went an hour later than you. We both saw the movie the same night.
I saw the text message. I'm pretty sure as the movie was about to start for me. You would have closed up at that point, you know. I see the message in our Facebook chat, and it's either picture your Fandango things. And I'm like, hey, I thought this was hard to get into.
Yep.
And I'm like, fuck you, man.
What a fucking asshole.
You know what? I was first into the theater. I got here at 8:30, man.
You elbowed a nerd in the face to get a good seat.
Almost.
To get the best seat.
I mean, he had it coming if he kept wheezing up behind me like that.
That's true. Where did you sit in your theater?
I like back row center.
All the way in the back?
All the way in the back.
Wow.
Because you get the full screen. Plus, it's a wider row. Mm-hmm. So if people want to go in front of you, you don't have to get up for them.
Ooh. Okay.
The only downside of the theater I was in was there was like a vent or something loose on the wall. So every time there was like a deep bass rumble, it was like...
It was rattling.
A little rattly. And I finally phased it out. And
see, I have this thing where like when I'm in a movie theater, I... like can't, like, if people move in front of me, like, it pulls me out of the movie, and suddenly I'm paying attention to all the rows in front of me and all people's heads and them, like, eating and scratching their faces and, like, all these weird things, and I have to, like, stop, re-get back into the movie and get back in. I prefer, like, at least in the Poughkeepsie Galleria, the way it's set up is there's, like, two tiers of seats.
You like the front of the top tier.
I like the first row in the top tier.
I know this because that's where I found you when I saw Crimson Peak.
Exactly. Yeah. That to me is like, if you can get dead center in that row, that's like your eye is perfectly level with the screen. It's like the perfect thing. No one fucking annoys you. You don't have to worry about anybody. That's pretty low.
You can get the little, the handicap bar to put your feet on
sometimes.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. You can put your fucking feet up. Oh, it's fucking wonderful.
Okay. That's valid. It's valid.
I actually sat, I think I sat third row from the back. Okay. I normally hate sitting in the back. I hate the top row. And I sat third row from the back, like all the way over to the right, because by the time I had gotten into my theater, that's how I'm sure there was like a mad rush to get the good seats.
Yeah.
And what fucking pissed me off? They did that fucking buffer seat thing, you know, where it's like two people would sit and then there'd be an empty seat in the middle and then two people. And then I fucking hate that shit. And it was all good, totally primo seats. And I guess, shame on me, I wanted to go up to people and be like, could you just move one seat over so I can sit here? Because, I mean, not for nothing, no one's here. Can you just suck it up? God forbid our elbows touch for, a fraction of a second.
I'm pretty sure for the 10:30, there was no buffer seat, I don't think. I think we were pretty packed.
Just sold out?
I think so. No, I had a buffer next to me. Nicole had someone sit next to her.
Mm-hmm. Sucker.
And Justin and I went Friday, and we went to like the 11, I think, after we closed the store or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we got there, like, he and I had a buffer between us, like, we spread out, like, we had like soda and snacks, like, it was reasonably, it was like a half full, I'd say, at least. You know, the later shows were like half full.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
all right, so let's get to the gooch. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this whole thing. The movie.
That you wouldn't even eat.
Let's get to the tofu and potatoes of this whole fucking thing.
Slap it in butter.
It just doesn't sound as good. Let's get to the fucking...
The heart of the film.
Booyah.
Okay. I was pumped when I saw the title scroll.
I was too. I totally was.
I think there was doubt. I heard a lot of times, like, how much is Abrams going to change the formula?
Yeah.
There was worry that, like, there's not going to be a title scroll.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be the planet shot.
The planet, yep.
But
oh,
I was...
Oh, God, we're nerds. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I was pleasant. I was, like, really surprised. I mean, the entire fucking theater was dead silent when that Lucasfilms logo came up there.
Really?
Dead silent. And then just, like, applause as soon as Star Wars, the opening crescendo from John Williams came on there.
Mine was the opposite. When the Lucasfilm thing came up, everyone started cheering. Like, the whole place was, like, standing up and cheering. And I actually remember I, like, put my hands out and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody calm it down. Remember episode one?
All right,
let's see how you feel in 5 minutes. Okay, calm it down.
It took 10 minutes for there to be a Gungan in episode one, and that was just all it took to ruin the film right there.
Exactly, yeah. I turned into an old Yonkers grandpa. All right, everybody calm it down. All right, come on. Just chill out, okay? Remember episode one?
Remember the last time Lucas touched a film?
Oh, God, hello. The worst.
But, from that start, it was pretty awesome. Just going right, got right into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Title scroll, planet, the new Star Destroyer showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of the criticism I've heard of the film...
Before we get to other people's criticism, tell me your overall thoughts on the thing.
I thought it was fucking awesome. I thought
you would go fucking awesome on a rate of let's say we'll do 10. What's going to be our standard? What's going to be our thing?
Would 10 be Empire Strikes Back.
No, like 10, like 10 apples. You know what I mean? For our podcast, it would be 10.
10 lightsabers.
Okay, on a scale, on a lightsaber scale, 0.
10 is a Darth Maul double-bladed weapon of death.
No, because that's episode 1. 0 would be episode 1. 10 would be J.J. Abrams releasing a porno that was... No, that's
all Twi'lek women?
That's a terrible idea.
I mean, I'd see that, and you would too. It's the head tails.
I mean, you know I'm in. You know I'm going to say yes. 10 being fucking Star Destroyer orgasm. If they made a Star Destroyer that all it did was cause a that level orgasm, that's what... Like, it doesn't shoot out a laser that blows up planets. It shoots out a giant load. That's what 10 is. How would you rate the movie?
I'm going to go 8.5 to 9.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Okay, I'm like a 6.
Okay.
A healthy, confident 6 on it.
I think...
Go.
I'm going to rate it that highly because it did exactly what it was supposed to and fucking re-energized the whole thing.
True, true.
And my one criticism of it, which is kind of universal from what I've read, is that it was very formulaic. It had pretty much almost mirrors of The New Hope. You know, you had the big super weapon.
What do you mean? You mean The New Hope?
A New Hope, Episode 4.
And Episode 5, let's be real.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
But it was it had all the elements of the classic Star Wars stories. You know, you had the super weapon, you had the lost hero finding her powers, the new guy who was obviously supposed to be like the new Han Solo, because, you know, that happened.
Dude, you're saying all these, everything you're saying is a positive is what I want to say is negative. Like,
I'm saying it has that formula, and that was what I initially thought. I'm like, oh, okay, but we've seen this before. But I think that was good because J. Abrams knew he was introducing new characters. He knew he had to do some new stuff because, let's face it, the old guys are getting older, you know.
We have to get him in for one last hurrah.
Right.
Like one good final movie because you never know what's going to happen next.
They're not dead yet.
Well, true.
JJ's here now on the podcast.
He's back.
We're doing Dorkside right now.
That's cool.
Okay.
I can still chime in.
You can chime in. You've seen the film. That's right. So I think that he did the right thing and stuck to it. He's like, hey, you know what? This is a Star Wars movie, and this is what you guys like. It's new people doing the same shit, and after this, we're gonna fuck some shit up. We're gonna do some new things and take these characters that you now know they can do Star Wars and do some more new Star Wars.
You know what I call that? Pandering.
Maybe.
That's what I call that.
Maybe, but you know what? He had a lot to contend with. I mean, he had fucking George Lucas to fix. He had to fix this. It's not Seriously. Even just a continuation. He needed to fix this because a lot of people were like you when the credits rolled, like, hold on, guys. Remember the last three?
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I give it a solid 6. And at no point will I ever say that I did not have fun. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time in the theater. I enjoyed the movie a lot. I have qualms with definite parts of it. We probably won't get to those in episode 1 of Dorkside here. But it was fun. It was a great time. Mm-hmm. It was definitely, a lot of people talk about it re-energizing the franchise, and I think that's correct.
Yeah.
There were problems that I had with some of the story and the characters and some very pivotal scenes. But there was no fucking Jar Jar Binks, so I mean, I guess really, it's all positive from there, man.
As long as there's no Gungans, can't fuck it up.
You know what happened to mine, actually? As soon as that Lucasfilm thing came up and faded away, some guy yells out, who goes, Jar Jar Binks, Sith Lord! And then everyone in the theater just kind of laughed, and half the theater groaned. And
I was like, let's not even invoke his name.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's a little rough. I would agree with that. I mean, I think there were some plot points I took some issue with.
Mm-hmm. I really just hated the whole, I get that the Starkiller base was a little throwback to, you know, Luke Starkiller, etc.
Yep.
And I agree with
you. There were a lot of little homages in there.
Yes. And I agree with you that, you know, he had to tread on some familiar ground to sort of reestablish his base. And then, yes, he can go on from here and go in whatever direction he wants.
Too much, too old, like too much familiar turf?
Well, I'm going to see it again, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'll reevaluate at that point. I just was a little, like I said, for all the fun and nostalgia.
I
will admit, after
the first time I saw it, I had your reaction. Like, I was a little bit like, okay, you know, we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know, I felt like I understood why he did it, like, you know, my subsequent viewings. Like, I understood, like, what he was doing.
Yeah, okay.
Because even after the third viewing, when those fucking X-Wings cruise in there,
oh, dude, out of that so mist, good.
Like, you get chills.
So good.
Like, when the Falcon first shows up. They, you know, they,
so good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Chills.
Okay, you know what?
You know what?
Naysayer in the corner.
Don't take this away from us, all right? We have so
I'm not taking away from you. I'm just saying, chills seems a little extreme. You knew they were coming.
Yeah, yeah.
The second and third times it did, but, you know.
I think there was cheering during that low-flying X-Wing scene. Yeah, yeah.
So they pop those wings, the S-foils into attack formation.
Oh. Uh-huh. You mean when they attacked against the squadron of TIE fighters, which is actually a specific number of TIE fighters? A squad is 12.
That is correct. Fighters. That is correct.
Thank you. Thank you. I guessed that correctly today.
You did indeed.
When we were reading the Star Wars trivia book.
I think, yeah, my only other issue, I think.
Well, here, let's get to some spoilery shit. Like, everybody knows there's fucking everything we talked about. Let's get to a spoiler. Let's talk about one good thing, and then we're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna make this a quickie.
Okay.
Pick a spoiler. Should we go the big spoiler?
I might as well, right?
Okay, so fucking Han Solo.
Because, I mean, a lot of the spoilers are surround Han, right, and his family.
I mean, it's really all, it's all about Han. This movie.
Yeah.
His kid
is Kylo Ren.
And I loved that his real name was
Ben.
I love that. Yep. Yeah.
And I really appreciated that whole plot theme that they had going on there, because I, since I was a kid and saw the original trilogy, was a big reader of the Extended Universe novels. And so I know, I remember the announcements when Lucasfilm was bought out by Disney, and they said, listen, the books are no longer canon. They're, like, considered their own separate thing.
Right.
It's like a mythology. Like, this could have happened. Only the movies are canon in the cartoons. And the new movie will have nothing to do with the books. Like, we're not pulling things from that. But in the books, Han and Leia had twins. The sun went dark. Had a showdown with Luke. Like, there was that familiar element.
See, you know what I was really worried about? And this is what I was dreading the whole fucking time. I was like, please don't let them have, what was her name, Rey. I was like, please don't have Rey be Kylo Ren's sister. If that happens, I'm just fucking gonna walk out of this theater right now.
I think,
like,
there's a lot up in the air with Rey. I mean, to fill the listeners in, if you're just listening to this for the fucking spoilers, Rey is the force sensitive one, and then Kaz is the new one, the new Jedi. It feels like they're setting her up to be a Skywalker of some sort. Whether it's from Leia or from Luke, maybe, you know, she got ditched on the planet when he left. Who knows?
I totally agree with that. Like,
no, I disagree. I'm going somewhere else. It's too easy, and I agree. I don't think that's that obvious. The same way I don't think Abrams left Luke out of the trailers to be because he's dead or evil. Like, I think that was too obvious, you know? I think she was the son or the daughter of some other, like, rebel fighter. Because if you look in her, well, you've only seen it once, so I won't judge you if you missed it. In her little home, she has a doll dressed in the orange X-Wing pilot jumpsuit.
She had an X-Wing pilot helmet.
She had the helmet
on. Yeah,
the helmet she could have gotten anywhere. Obviously, that whole planet was a wreckage of a thing. The doll, you know, she had affection for the X-Wing pilot thing. I'm thinking, like, what if she's Wedge Antilles' daughter?
And she kept saying, she's like, I have to go back because my family is going to come back or something along those lines. Yeah,
like someone left her. I'm thinking, you know, she could be like Wedge Antilles' daughter. She's a good pilot. Wedge was a good pilot.
I can hear every detail of Lipper.
There's a dog licking Justin's face right now.
Lipper nipping your face.
But, so I'm pulling for something a little less obvious than a Skywalker.
Yeah, I agree. If that, like I said, I was genuinely worried that they're going to be like, hey, here's Han's son, and boom, she's Han's daughter.
Or like, this is Luke's daughter, and he hid her Obi-Wan style in a desert.
We got it. We've done this all. We're just going to rehash literally everything. That's what we're going to do.
So, yeah, I'm holding out that it's not that obvious.
I think at best you're getting Sky Cousin.
Could be Sky Cousin.
I'm okay with Sky Cousin. Like, a first Sky Cousin, cool. But also remember, there were a lot of Force-sensitive Jedi who were not related to any of the Skywalkers. They were just, they were non-humanoid, in fact.
I mean, fucking look at I'm sorry, look at the prequels. There were a lot of Jedi that didn't have the name Skywalker.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Go your most famous Jedi, Yoda.
Yeah. Clearly not a blood relation of a Skywalker.
Exactly. To our knowledge.
To our knowledge.
We don't know who Yoda fucked.
True.
Or Yoda's parents fucked. That we don't know. Yeah,
and no one knows where Yoda came from. He'd probably just...
That's true.
Right into being.
That's true. We don't know how his species... This is actually something we were talking about in the theater. People were talking about, are the characters who are obviously human actors, mm-hmm. are they supposed to be humans, or are they some other alien race that just happens to look human? And if so, because somebody was saying, it'd be hot to watch a sex scene between these people. I was like, you don't know what their genitalia looks like. You don't know what's under there. They could reproduce by spores. Like, maybe one lets go of a cloud of spores, and it goes into the other's mouth, and that's how babies are made from their species. They're not humans.
I believe they refer to as humanoid. Exactly. In the Star Wars universe. They look human. Universe. The Uniforce. Han Solo is Corellian. He's from the planet of Corellia.
And they're all thing. Happen to look human.
Corellia.
They're humanoid.
Yep.
the Empire, they're from Coruscant. They're different. I think sometimes they even have different accents. They differ from like that.
They look exactly the same. They have different accents. That's how their planets are different.
And then the Twi'leks with the heads. I noticed that Mystery Science Theater in the corner there. He's drinking and raining on parades.
And I was so fucking disappointed when Ren, just how Han just gave it up to Ren and just let him fucking run him through.
Saw that coming.
I know. I was like, dude, come on. I get it. You're heartbroken. It's your kid. You're trying to do what's right for your kid, and you would do anything for your kid. You made the ultimate sacrifice. I get it. But, dude,
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I liked Kylo Ren as the villain, though.
Yeah.
And I know he got some flack because he wasn't Darth Vader. He had his little temper tantrums and stuff like that. But I think by making him untrained a teenager...
He was younger.
He was younger. And I've envisioned him basically, if Anakin had gone dark from the start, he would have been Kylo Ren.
Wait, can we talk about something really quick? How much of a fucking creep is Kylo Ren? Because he had fucking Darth Vader's helmet.
Oh, he's a creep.
In his bedroom. So that means he had to go to whatever planet they burned his body on,
Endor.
Find his corpse, dig it up, get the helmet, bring it back, put it in his room,
Well, I don't think there was really a burial. There was a funeral pyre at the end of Jedi.
You don't know that he went and got it.
Someone else brought
it. It could have been a rebel sympathizer.
Snoke could have gone and got it.
Yeah, maybe that's where Snoke's came from.
Hey, guess what, kid? I've got your grandfather's head. Here you go. Merry Christmas. That's how the dark side works.
If you look at the fucking there's skull inside that helmet.
It's gross.
It's his whole head. Yeah. It wasn't just he didn't just take the hat off.
He's your grandfather.
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
I know just where I'll put this. right in front of my easy chair.
Right next to my bed.
Wait, I'm confused. Somebody explain the lineage to me. How is it related to Darth Vader?
Well, Leia is Darth Vader's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Luke's twin sister.
Oh. Okay.
Leia.
And Leia.
Leia did it with Han.
Yeah. Right.
And their kid.
Gotcha. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
A lot of lineage you got to pay attention to.
Yeah, there's some lineage.
Can somebody give me a tree?
They exist. Just Google it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they exist.
And you know what actually bothered me the most about the movie, I think? Han Solo's hair. I didn't buy his haircut. It just was.
Too scraggly, too gray,
it was
plane crashy.
I get it. I was looking back at the old movie and he had very bushy hair.
Yeah,
it was the '70s as well. But I don't know. He just I wondered how much of it. I feel like a Harrison Ford, and this This is me purely speculating because I don't know Harrison Ford. And Harrison, if you ever listen to this podcast,
you won't.
I respect you as an actor. You've done a lot of great things, and I mean this in no way to be an insult, but. How do I say this in a way that's not super fucking insulting? I feel like...
Isn't that what the internet's for?
Yeah, I guess. This is the opposite of the internet, because you're directly responsible for your words. You have to actually be held accountable. But I didn't buy his hair, and I just felt like, how much of his hair and costume was actually in the script, and how much of it was him just walking at me like, yeah, no, I'm not cutting my hair. No, we're just doing this as it is. Just JJ! Hit the mark. We're doing it. I don't give a shit. Give me my money. And then he walked out.
It was literally the same jacket that he walked to the set in.
Exactly.
Same jacket.
He's like, yeah. No, this is not my character's jacket. It has an Adidas logo on it. I said jacket.
It's my smuggling group.
That's yeah.
It's an ancient smuggling symbol.
Yeah.
All day I dream about smuggling.
That's a good one.
Is this your phone? How did you get over here?
It's way better than the corn version of Han Solo.
True. True.
All right. So I would give it 6. How many lightsabers would you give that movie, JJ?
Out of 10.
I think I'm in the 6 camp. I think it was a solid movie. I would consider myself generally a Star Wars outsider. I enjoyed the original films. I never saw the prequels. Seemed like the thing to see for this one. It was an enjoyable movie. I think it was very much a setup movie. Like, this is, give us all your money now, and we're going to take it and make another one. And they took some easy routes some places. Like, oh, R2-D2's got the plans. Didn't see it coming.
BB-8.
No, well, yeah,
BB-8. Oh, remember R2 had,
oh, R2 had the map.
R2 right. had yeah, the missing puzzle, and what? He suddenly came back to life for an unexplained reason.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Someone why didn't they just turn him on? The other night when I saw it, it was like, so wait a minute. R2 was fucking with him the whole time.
Yeah, he was what just was he waiting for? He's like
just sitting there the whole time.
You got to blow up the new Death Star, and then I'll show you.
For no reason.
And then Snoke's, where'd he come from? No explanation.
I think that was a setup. Like, obviously, you know, there's explanation to be had there.
I need a little more.
He clearly has a giant lightsaber gouge in his face.
You know what I'm actually hoping? I'm hoping he's tiny.
He kind of looks like a
I think he's human. I think he's like a normal-sized human who just likes to blow himself up in the hologram.
In the projection, yeah. I hope he's actually like Yoda-sized, and he just blows himself up for the hologram. And there's going to be like this crazy battle where they're going to go in to see him, and he's tiny, but then he's like a crazy fighter the way Yoda was.
Like the Wizard of Oz. Like, you know, there's a big head, and it's like, oh, hi, guys.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Could you look over there, please?
That'll be episode 9, I guess.
Yeah, presumably.
When they meet him. He's been there the whole time. Fuck it. Fuck the Emperor.
Yeah, what if it was like Palpatine's kid?
Oh, see? We're going to come back to this in 2 years when episode 8 comes out.
Right.
Told you. Told you so.
Episode 14, 2017.
All right, so this is episode 1 of the Dark Side Podcast. We're going to wrap this up.
We will, yes.
We'll do a more in-depth one at some point in the future. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Tune into the Dark Side Podcast and the regular Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast, both on darksiderecordsandgallery.com. Until then, may the Force be with you.
Live long and prosper.
Get off my plane.